It's a pleasure now. John Binley had a chance to catch these guys not too long ago, and they are described as an indie folk band. I had a chance to listen to them as they were warming up. I think you're going to enjoy them too. Josh Chamberlain, Tony Lupinacci, and Ricky Lene. I get that right, Ricky? I didn't. Is there an S in there?
Lagnese.
Sorry about that.
Sure you might be more right.
Well,
I know
a Lene, but Lagnese. Yeah. Usually we negotiate that beforehand, but best that I can just refer to them as Josh and Tony and Ricky and the Lone Pines.
Drive too fast, the road just spins. But our marks are burning the stars. This love so deep is seared with scars. Cause you shot lightning through your window, darling, right to my heart. And what else can I do than look out at you two blocks apart? And I said, darling, I love feeling your heart on mine. Each beat is a bass drum, leaves me shaking every time. And I will try the rising rain when you are near. And I'm gonna keep it that way, let me make that clear now, crystal clear. Yeah, it's a two-way street that we're on. I saw you run back to my arms, and you put your head on my chest, and our hearts beat, forget the rest. Cause I'll make the world stand still in this moment, in this time, and our heart just does what it will. So listen close now, what I say tonight. And I said, darling, I love feeling your heart on mine. Each beat is a bass drum, leaves me shaking every time. And I will try the rising rain when you are near. And I'm gonna keep it that way, let me make that clear now, crystal clear. Huh. Is a bass drum, leaves me shaking every time. I will try to rise and rain when you are near. Now I'm gonna keep it that way. Let me make that clear now, crystal clear.
The Lone Pines here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Josh, tell me about that song.
That one's called Crystal Clear. We wrote that, man, a little over a year ago now, I think. Pretty old song, kind of when we just started being a band. Actually, there was a lot going on in my life at the time. And it was kind of a song meant to reassure another person. It's kind of essentially what it was.
It's a good song, and Josh did the lead vocal on that song. And you said we wrote it. I know you all arranged it. I'm assuming it's your lyrics.
Yeah. Okay. So sometimes I write the lyrics on my own. A lot of the time I have to get input, you know, it's a group operation.
Yeah, let's learn a little bit more about that, but first about each of you. Where are you from originally?
So I went to Quaker Valley High School up in Swickley-Leetsdale area, mm-hmm. And right now I go to the University of Pittsburgh.
Great. What are you studying there?
Information science and psychology.
Ah, those are two good things to put together.
They are needed.
And when did you start playing music?
Oh, man, I think I was right when I turned 16. I started, actually, it was a couple of my friends had a band, and then they asked if I sang at all. I said, kind of. So I did a lot of bedroom singing, a lot of shower singing at the time. Decided to join the band, eventually learned to play the bass just because we didn't have a bass player, and the rest is history.
Well, that's great. And let's chat with Tony for a minute, who's playing, I think, Cajon.
Cajon.
I can barely see it, but I actually retook the picture that I put on Facebook because initially I was concerned that they would think, you know, he's just playing nothing because I didn't have the drum.
Taking a seat, on the ground. Yeah.
Backing vocals.
Tony, tell me about yourself.
I'm a student at Pitt as well, University of Pittsburgh. Right now I'm studying emergency medicine, and how I kind of unwind is playing music with Josh.
I'm amazed that you have the time to do this because
I don't know how he does it. He also works like three jobs. It's pretty crazy.
What year are you in?
I'm a sophomore right now.
Okay, so is that, I know there's like a crescendo where it eventually becomes you have no time whatsoever. Is that?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's going. Next year I have very little time. As it is, we'll tend to practice after midnight, you know. We'll be at the library and it's midnight and I just got off a shift and then we'll practice.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Northern Virginia.
And then finally, we've got Ricky, who's the odd guy, not at Pitt, right? At WVU.
Yeah, so originally I actually met Josh in Sewickley. We were going to school together at Quaker Valley. I originally grew up in Shadyside. Then we moved out there, met up with Josh, and then so now I'm down at WVU, but...
So you guys were friends and playing music together in high school, most likely.
Yeah.
And then through Josh, you met Tony, because I'm gathering you guys met in college.
Exactly right.
Yeah, we lived on the same floor.
It's amazing how that can happen, totally accidentally. Right.
Yeah, me and Rick used to be in orchestra together.
Wow.
He played the violin, I played the double bass.
Look at that.
Back in high school.
And what are you studying at WVU?
Mechanical engineering.
Excellent. Now, mechanical engineering is really popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was up at MIT this week to look at radio, but I was curious. The vibe at MIT was really different than other schools I've been to, so I was curious, and I started Googling careers, and particularly engineering, and I was surprised to see, computer science and mechanical engineering. And I think material science were the strongest fields.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize mechanical was so strong. In the digital age, I thought we didn't have things like that actually had to move anymore.
Well, now with robotics, right? We needed them to move again, right?
Yeah, I guess it is a lot of robotics here. We'll talk a little bit about where folks can hear you and whether you've got recordings or anything after the next song, but... why don't we hear another one? What would you like to do next?
Great. This one's called Me and the Radio. Kind of about being used to driving with somebody, but then you're not anymore. So kind of fitting to play it here.
Laughing with you, pull up to your house, talk an hour or two. Oh, tomorrow I will go driving at night, eat streets I will begging for a light. Without you sitting right there by my side, the only conversation that I find. Me in the radio, me in the radio. My passenger seat just ain't right without you. I'm still talking, but I know it's just you. Me in the
radio. Me and the radio. I started fading out. Is it the whiskey or you? My head's spinning round. I'll respond to, yeah. Tomorrow I will go driving at night. Each street sign will bang now, banging for a light. Just sitting out there on my side, the only conversation that I find. Me and the radio, me and the radio. My passiveness, you just ain't right without you. I'm still talking, but I know it's just too. Me and the radio, me and the radio. I get in my car, I'm reminded that I know. Without you sitting right there by my side, the only conversation that I'll find. Me and the radio, me and the radio. My passing message just came out without you. I'm still talking, but I know it's just too.
The Lone Pines here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I took a look at your Bandcamp page, which we linked to from slbradio.org, and I see you've got an EP that's available, and it looks like it's a compilation of some live performances you guys have done.
Yeah, it's two of the songs on there we did on the radio. One we did in my basement for a bunch of our friends, and one we did in someone else's basement for some other friends. And
yeah. Well, one of them was in my apartment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Open Arms, was in my apartment.
I guess really bands always play live when you think about it.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess the difference is like one take versus you can if you mess up. You
know. All those on the EP are kind of non-produced. They're really just ripped from playing for people and then put it out on a line for people to hear.
Which is great, I think. And you can get information about how to purchase that at the Lone Pines Bandcamp page. Do you have any gigs coming up? It must be hard to find time to play out. But
yeah, we do. Summer's coming right around the corner. Finals week is not next week, but the week after. So.
Wow.
After that, for us at least, Rick has another week or two afterwards.
One more week.
Yeah.
One more week for me, yeah.
Pitt, always, when I was at Carnegie Mellon, it seemed like Pitt had like a month on us, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a little later now, I think, than it used to be. It seemed like it used to be the first week of April.
Yeah. And it's. I guess they might have moved back a little bit. But yeah. We're playing the Millvale Music Festival.
Excellent.
That one's coming up. That'll be on, I think, May 13th.
May 13th.
That'll be really cool. We'll be at the acoustic stage by the library. We'll have a set from, it'll be an hour long. I think it's from 3 to 4 or 4 to 5, something like that. It'll be really exciting. It's the first year they're doing it. There's a lot of interest involved, and we're playing a couple other music festivals that are to be announced, I guess.
Yeah. Well, can we... Yes, we can't. Okay. Yeah. Well, we can't say, but we're playing some other fun festivals in Pittsburgh. And yeah. Check out our Facebook page. We can keep you updated
on
that.
You can tell me if you want.
On Tuesday, we'll be able to announce at least one.
Some of those lineups haven't been announced yet.
Yeah.
But there are some great classic Pittsburgh summertime festivals that... often are very kind to local musicians and just watch to see who they book.
Yeah.
And watch for the announcements to come.
Yeah, if you check us out on Facebook, we'll
yeah, follow.
Keep you updated. That's really the best way to keep updated with our band. We don't really have a website that we keep updated or anything, but our Facebook tends to be our central hub for show announcements and new recordings. We just put a new YouTube video out. We announced that on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So, Tony, one question. If you're playing out live, are you going to use more drums? Or
I typically use a drum set. We started out on the Cajon because we couldn't carry drums into my dorm room. We got caught by the security guard. So we had a Cajon we got from Guitar Center the night before a gig we had, and that's what I play for acoustic sets now.
So a Cajon is okay, but a drum set is not. Or is it just that he thought it was a wooden crate?
The Cajon we could put into a laundry basket and cover it with clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that with my bass amp too. Really huge bass amp, had to sneak it in.
That's hard to... there really is a prohibition on stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah, they don't want you playing music in your dorm room with everyone else trying to study and sleep.
Yeah, hmm. We did. We practiced late at night last year as well when we were freshmen, and I remember we had a really big gig coming up, and these girls from the floor above us came down and knocked on our door.
Like, what the heck are you
doing? Like, can you please stop? Like, oh, okay.
Well, it sort of worked, but yeah.
I guess so. We were polite about it. If people wanted us to stop,
living on campus can be tough.
Yeah, that's why we moved off.
But now we got all our amps, and I got a drum set I tend to play. We still like to bring back the Cajon for some songs because it does have a more intimate feeling and
it's classic.
Get more of that folk kind of a mood.
Sure, and it sounds great in this studio, too.
Thanks.
The Lone Pines is the name of the group. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. What would you like to play next?
This next one's called For These Reasons.
And this is the title of the EP.
Yes, it is. yeah, title track. I must come clean. I love you more than whiskey and wine and every note I sing. And I also believe that if I'm not what you need right now, then a ghost is all I'll be. With every word I sing for you. So don't be scared. Every step that you take, I will take it with you. If you still need me there. Three.
so young, life was easier. Oh, and I long for the times, oh, when this darkness is gone and we move on together.
That's the Lone Pines and For These Reasons. That's a nice song. Tell me, when did you write that? It seems like it, I suspect it took a lot of honing and kind of figuring it out.
Yeah, certainly. Lyrics came quick. It was kind of right around September. Yeah. Actually, before that, August. Yeah, it was August that I wrote that. The lyrics came pretty easily. It was a one-nighter. There was a very very specific thing I was trying to communicate, although the musical portion did take a lot of honing.
Yeah, I really like the journey that the song takes you through, and it's clear you've paid a lot of attention to detail as you've done it. Have you written most of the songs that the band is doing? Okay, that figured as much.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all contributing too.
Yeah.
But you're saying it of all. And
right. Well, you know, like with that one, we've been kind of modifying the lyrics as we've gone, kind of as the ebb and flow of life, the lyrics of that song also have changed, interestingly enough.
When did you first start writing songs?
Again, when I was 16, started to play the bass, and in that year I also learned how to play a little bit of guitar, a little bit of piano. So I started writing on the piano.
Music or lyrics?
Both at once.
That's great.
Yeah.
Did anything inspire you to do that, or did you simply like to write?
Well, I always liked the piano. As like a little kid, I remember I would sit under the piano while my sister played. She's an incredible pianist, much better musician than I am. She writes her own music as well. That's kind of a big part of my inspiration, is I saw her writing music and kind of made me want to do it as well. I always thought being in a band would be cool, you know. Grew up listening to the Chili Peppers and stuff like that, and this is a little bit different than that, but I also listen to a lot of country music as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was thinking when you were playing that last song, I wonder if somebody would cover that, like if you could send that song to somebody.
Yeah.
And you know, how can we have Josh make a man, you know, by having somebody record this song? And I was trying to think, yeah, I could see the right country singer singing that song.
Yeah, maybe.
Even though it's not country per se.
Yeah, it's cool. These guys have influenced the sound so much. It used to be really slow, quiet guitar and piano music.
We were not folk a year ago.
No, yeah.
That was really, and the country influences came pretty recently. It was
It
was way more just kind of singer-songwriter. A lot of love songs.
Yeah.
and you think, Tony, it's become more folk or more?
We've definitely developed a heavier sound, especially when we're playing a full set for a show, and we got the drums and the electric guitar and everything. It really comes out a lot more yelling than we used to do.
It comes together really nice. And the Lone Pines, you kind of think folk when you hear the Lone Pines, but you also, I think, you think individuality and some purity to the lyrics and songs. Do either of you two write also, like Ricky, do you write? I mean, maybe not for the band, but...
So I'll actually occasionally write my own stuff, and it just keeps your creative part of your brain working, you know? And every time I get on one of Josh's songs, you know, making up my own part there, just trying to feel it out and around. And, you know, when we write different songs, we've written straight blues songs. So I play a lot of blues stuff. That's mm-hmm. where I root in. And so we've played some pretty heavy blues and rock stuff once, you know. We move around. It depends on who starts with the idea.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes I'll start with a line and say, hey, pass it off to Josh. And Josh will do something and pass it off to Tony.
Some of our best stuff comes from that. I mean, Ricky's got a lot of great songs as well that we're looking to develop. And same with Tony, actually.
My songwriting is a little less, I don't even know what the word is. It's not quite as conventional.
Yeah.
I've got, like, a loose idea in my head of what a rhythm needs to sound like. And then I build it off of the rhythm of the song, really. And then I know a few of the chords I want in there, but the lyrics come a lot later.
Yeah, that first song that we played, Crystal Clear, is based completely off of drum beats that Tony came up with.
Really?
That one was like all drum beats, little bit of guitar laid down.
Okay, what vocals can we smush in here?
Yeah.
And that was more.
Yeah, we were just kind of like, do we have anything, any vocals? And I was like, well, I got this little
idea. I have a background in more instrumental music. Yeah. Growing up, my family listened to a lot of jazz. My brother is a great jazz musician. That's more what I'm used to is the instrumentals, and then so I don't really think of songs in terms of lyrics. I think them in terms of the instrumentation.
Yeah, I get you coming in. I had my back turned, but it was you who talked about Salt Peanuts. I think, right?
We played that
earlier. Although you all knew it,
we played that. We just liked that song
earlier this morning.
But. Yeah, we were listening this morning. But.
The Lone Pines are here, and the Millville Music Festival is one of the next places you can find them playing. You can follow them on Facebook or at their Bandcamp page. The song you just heard is available as part of an EP that's on their Bandcamp page.
Yep.
We've linked directly
totally
to
free.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So just go there and grab it. And there's probably a tip jar
that's like
or something.
Yeah, it's like a donation. Yeah. But you can download it for free if you'd like, and you can put a dollar in or whatever. It's up to you.
Yeah, it's kind of whatever. We just want you guys to listen to
music. We want people to listen to music.
That's kind of the bottom line.
That's the idea. go there and grab it. And it's just amazing the way music gets passed around these days. Let's get to another song if you guys are ready.
We are ready. This one's called Four Syllable. You can kind of plug any name in.
Four syllable.
Any name with four syllables will fit in this song. We wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. Interestingly, four syllable is four syllables.
A lot of guys our age will find a song like Hey There Delilah, for example, and then they'll stick in their significant other's name.
Hey There Delilah.
For Delilah.
Yeah.
Right. And then we're like, well, why don't we just write a song that doesn't have a name that you have to stick in? You can just choose what name you're going to stick in. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. With marketing like that, you're going to go far.
That was Tony's idea. Yeah, that was Tony's idea. I was singing
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, I was singing Mona Lisa. I don't know, like a placeholder name for somebody else. Tony was like, why don't we just call it four syllable and you plug in whatever name? That is the coolest thing.
I think it's a great thing. You could choose four syllable words too. They don't even have to be names.
Exactly.
But I'll leave it at that. Here again, the Lone Pines. Yours and mine.
see clearer by day than by night. Oh, maybe this time spent could be so much brighter.
Four syllables, I like it, by the Lone Pines here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We should have time for two more, I think, if I'm doing my ciphering correctly. They're making the pick. and you can grab five from the band's Bandcamp page if you care to. It's really fun to listen to them. And it's neat to have a trio, too. You guys work really well without a bass, which is kind of neat. Have you ever thought about adding another member? I think you're fine.
Well, actually, yeah, sometimes I play bass. Yeah. So sometimes we do throw that in there. Sometimes we find the use for it, so we throw it in there. But some songs I'm actually playing the bass line on the guitar.
So. Yeah, that was a great solo, too. I meant to point out Ricky finally got a chance to stretch out a little bit on that last song.
Ricky on the guitar and then Tony on the loop, or on the Lupinacci. Tony on the harmonica, the song previous.
Yeah. So. On the Lupinacci. I like it.
Yeah, I'll need to coin that. But
Lupinacci, that's four syllables also.
Oh, man, here it comes.
It works.
I
they're,
said that.
They're all there. Yeah, that was a good harp part. You sounded great. What do you want to do next?
This will be our one cover.
Yeah. Oh, a cover.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't usually play covers, but this song is just so fun.
And a little adaptation of it. Really enjoy playing it.
Yeah. Kind of our take on it.
Don't push me out, just a little longer. Saw your mother disregard your father's words. Close the laundry door. Tiptoe across the floor. Keep your clothes on. I've got all that I can say. Deep
teach me how to use love that people say you made. Stop parents' car. I just saw a shooting star. We can wish upon it. We won't share the wish we made. But I can't keep no secrets. I wish that you would always stay. Night I drowned the whole night long. Walk with a handful of salt. I spent the whole day. I wrote them down, but it's a shame. Tonight I'll burn the lyrics, 'cause every chorus was your name. I am a breathing time machine.
I am a breathing time machine.
I'll take you all for a ride.
I'll take you all for a ride.
Now break this tired old routine.
Break this tired old routine.
And this time don't make me leave.
Just everyone.
Every time we do it.
Oh, wow. You just shredded the Avits. That's
It is warm in this studio.
Yeah, that was something else. You're a pretty aggressive guitar player to begin with, but aggressive is a good thing. I mean that in a nice way. You're playing really rhythmically. That was something else.
Picks all the time. Broke a pick yesterday. Last night at practice, I broke a pick.
Well, now I know why you got an emergency medicine guy and available here. Do you check his heart rate every now and then?
A patch of pans here and there.
He kills his hands too, playing so fast.
Yeah, actually, in the dynamics that you had going on the cajon was really something too. I mean, not only were you going faster, but getting louder and softer. And how are you you've got a pedal for the tambourine?
I've got a tambourine strapped to my foot right now.
Okay. I was wondering about that. And now I know you can't see from where you are. I don't mean you, Tony. I mean the people listening.
Yeah.
I could see if I stood up, but I haven't stood up because I'm sitting and enjoying listening. So their Bandcamp page, The Lone Pines. Just go to Bandcamp, search on The Lone Pines, the same for Facebook. You can find them both there. Uh-huh. For the latest news on gigs, Facebook will get you up to date on that. We've also linked to them from slbradio.org. It's really been great to have
you
here.
We've just put a YouTube video out they're really proud of, the brand new song that's
excellent.
Particularly, it's a video. It's particularly special to us, especially our singer, Josh. Read it from a good place, so.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. And I hope you'll come back sometime, too.
It'd be great.
This has been awesome.
Anything that I should have asked you that I didn't?
Here's something cool about the name that I just remembered. We often forget why we named it this. But our band is called the Lone Pines because there's a town right between here and Morgantown, West Virginia, called Lone Pine. And that's right in the middle between Ricky and us.
Oh, that's like the halfway point.
Yeah.
Do you get called the Lonesome Pine sometimes?
You get called all kinds of things. Lonely Pines. Lonely Pines.
You hear Lonely Pines a lot, yeah.
Lonely Pines.
We like to say we're less and less lonely every time we play together.
Yeah. We're you know, we're together, so we're not so lonely. Naturally lonely, I guess. I don't know.
The Lone Pines. That's true. Have to think about that. Josh Chamberlain and Anthony Lupinacci. Tony.
Yeah.
Lupinacci. And Ricky, it's Lagnese.
Lagnese. You got it.
Every letter serves a purpose.
at least for us. That's...
Yeah. Thanks.
The other Lagnese is something else.
Thanks to all of you for being here, and especially you made a trip in.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. That's what, about 2 hours coming
about
up from?
An hour and a half from where we're from. So.
Yeah, he rode his bike the whole way here. All right.
I could see that on some days. What do you want to close out with?
This one's called Open Arms.
Okay, along with our thanks, and I hope you'll check them out more. Here are the Lone Pines.
Lay me down when I sit by your fire. I wanna hear you speak, and will you tell me now what is our desire? Is there answers I seek? Understand love while we live it. Deeper, deeper we fall, and on this chance I've got no trouble believing that we can have it all. Open arms, both mine and yours. We'll hold each other up and find our home. No trouble believing that we can have it all. So open arms, both mine and yours. We'll hold each other up.
open arms, both mine and yours. We'll hold each other up and find a home.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Lone Pines.